In my own search for studies on photobiomodulation, it looked like there was some impressive evidence of its effects on dementia and memory issues, and there was some discussion as it might apply to issues confronting people who are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Could you discuss that a bit?
Now, when you encode memory, you need the presence of high-frequency oscillations in the brain because that's found to be associated with helping with memory encoding. When you encode memory, you know there's activity in the brain. You create these shortwave ripples, and you know you can release to excitotoxicity in the brain. But then your brain has its own mechanism to remove this toxicity. If you don't, then you know obviously you're gonna lead to bad things. So they found that high frequency like gamma oscillations is present when memory is being encoded to prevent this excitotoxicity and better encoding of memory. So that's one thing. And the other thing was a MIT paper published in 2016 and also came out just in the last couple of months where it activates the microglia in your brain to remove these protein deposits associated with Alzheimer's, like the beta amyloid plaques, and possibly whatever is not that doesn't belong there, like the tau proteins and so on. So there are several reasons that having this endogenous high frequency oscillations in the brain is necessary. And if you're lacking of it, and you can actually see in EEG studies that Alzheimer's and dementia are associated with low power in these high frequencies and this high power in the low frequencies. So when we induce gamma, it actually does the opposite. We're publishing a paper on what we found when we induce gamma into the brain. So it kind of supports what we're trying to do. And photobiomodulation on its own helps with the neurons or whatever cells in the body to recover when it's not functioning properly. So that's why we deliver photobiomodulation, and when we do it 810 nanometers, 810 penetrates deeper into the brain. And then we point these modules for delivering this light on certain positions of the brain. So the gamma modules are on the nodes of what we call the default mode network. So imaging studies that go back to, it must be more than 10 years now, shows that the lesions for Alzheimer's mostly concentrated around the nodes of the default mode network. And where are they? They are pretty much where we are positioning these modules of the neural gamma and the alpha. So that has another purpose why we're positioning it that way. You could have a massive helmet with hundreds of LEDs in your brain, on your brain, but that is, that makes the product more expensive. It's not as user-friendly, and it's probably not necessary. So that's why we designed the product as it is.